Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof and massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Dear Mister, welcome to my fantasy, where everybody they seem to point to laugh at me. Oh, dear Mister, welcome to my insanity. If you want, you could just close your eyes and join. Dear Mister, come and meet my family, and soon you'll realize why I never feel loved. Oh, I can't handle life. I have no friends. There's nobody that really likes me, oh, except for you, the only one. Too bad that you're imaginary.
We need to get one of those snapper boards. And no hats tonight.
No hats. No cigarettes.
You got no cigarettes, bro?
No headphones. No backpacks. No fucking firearms!
Whoa.
No firearms!
But I wanted to bow off a few rounds.
We got a few of those in here, but you know.
And let me tell you this.
With the pew-pews and the pop-pops.
No wild wings.
No wild
Absolutely
wings.
Absolutely no wild wings.
No!
Ever again.
Never again with the wild wings.
Got you a present.
BBW.
Don't sit on it.
I know, that's Buffalo. No, it's BWW.
No, it's
B-Dub!
B-W-W, B-dubs. Yeah, I guess it is.
I hope the video works, and I hope the whole world gets to see our disclaim about what has happened to our beloved... Wow, Danny!
Broke the mic stand.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, gonna invert it. Nice.
It's going to need some twisting.
Yeah, you're going to have to twist in a minute, yeah.
I know. Just trying to get it to latch.
That's what she said.
That's all we need, really.
Just trying to get it to latch.
Wow. Everybody, we're real pro shop here.
Yeah, really got everything together.
There we go. We got it now. We're straight.
Don't you love it when a good plan comes together?
Oh, we are not in the center at all.
It's okay. We're all right. We're here.
Where's the center?
We're here. They see us.
Usually your head needs to be under the skull.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Boy, you're scared, bitch. Good. Is that it?
That's a little better.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good now.
Are we here now?
Yeah, we're good now.
I'm dead sending, dude. I'm about to be the skull.
John is happy with the symmetrical.
It's got to be.
Symmetrical.
And I really like the light shooting through the skeleton's mask behind me.
You know, that's how I always play it.
That's so good.
You'll see his mouth open up like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully y'all get to see this. I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's because, let me tell you, all you hackers and coders out there is, you know, my antivirus internet provider, I tried the renewal of them. They said I couldn't do it online. You can no longer, like, physically buy it. And so, other words, and what they're telling you is, we bankrupt.
We ain't got nothing. We got nothing for you.
We can't do it anymore.
Who is your antivirus?
Kaspersky, it was.
Oh, God. Why don't you use Norton. Fucking shitty Norton?
Yeah, Norton to do it.
Why would we use anything anymore?
I mean, you can.
Why use anything anymore?
I'll tell you who's really got it figured out. Apple.
Oh, yeah. They
you don't have to have antivirus on Apple.
Why use anything anymore?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Well, most people switched to Apple, so that's why they went bankrupt, because they don't need fucking
antivirus
anymore.
No hats for John.
Hey, whatever. Yep.
No hats.
His request, so no hats on this episode, guys.
Yeah, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, and I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you now, I will never step another foot up in there.
Never going back.
Yeah.
I've had a problem with them ever since they paid me in gift cards.
They paid you in gift
cards? They said, well, we
work for them all week?
No. When you went to a remote for the radio station, it was up to, like, usually they pay the radio station money and the radio station pays you. Somehow there was some fucking miscommunication on this guy, and they're like, we're just going to pay the talent in gift cards. And I'm like, sweet, I'll get some beers out of the deal. And they're like, no, you only use them for wings. I'm like, I don't even fucking like wings.
Like, how the fuck are you going to make that happen? Like it's a gift card to the restaurant.
No, this was handwritten.
Oh, fuck that.
That's wild, but I mean, that's...
That's wild wings.
That's Wild Wings.
That's Wild Wings for you.
And so, that's our favorite segment. You know, Wild Wings. Thank you, everybody. Oh, my God. Everybody's
Wild
clapping.
Wings.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear
them? You make my heart sing.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Wild Wings.
Wild
everybody.
Wings.
Love you.
I hate you.
Okay. Real story. Drop the F-bomb. Get it down. Let's go.
What happened?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Never mind.
I was going to tell you about your antivirus. I would just go ahead and uninstall it.
Yeah, no shit. I already did.
It's been
how is it still fucking talking to your shit?
We talked about this for like 2 weeks. Where you been?
Dude? Yeah.
I don't pay attention when the stuff I don't want to pay attention to.
We were already in this whole situation there for a little bit.
Hey, I mean, we've...
Sometimes I'm sitting over here in my own world.
Yeah, we know.
That's fine, man.
It's all good, though.
All
right, welcome.
So anyway.
If you haven't been here in 2 weeks, neither is he. Thank you.
Yeah, haven't been here in 2 weeks, man.
All right, so...
welcome you to Porch Talk.
I'll tell you one thing, and we won't let John get this off his chest. Tariffs.
Oh, God.
Please, John.
No.
They attacked the weed, man.
They what?
They attacked the weed.
Oh, tell us more, please.
Well, they didn't necessarily attack the weed. What they did, they attacked, like, processing products of the weed. So, like, anything you would be sourcing through China even goes as far as, like, glass bowls from China, any devices, really. And the main thing, the thing that's really going to hurt us is the most all cartridges, like the 510 thread cartridges.
The tariffs.
That they're under the tariff, and that's what's used the most. So it's gonna make cartridges more expensive, really.
Cartridges more expensive.
So it just means just go back to old school fucking.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be across the board. It's gonna be like dab devices that come from China are gonna be more expensive.
Okay.
Dryer vaporizers, basically
another W.
Basically anything that comes from China is getting hit.
Yeah, so it's like
more W's. Thank you. Let's
just go back to old school. Go back to the 70s, man. Come on.
I mean, but the pods and the carts.
Oh, we're not doing show and tell, please. No, we're not doing show and tell right now, please.
I'm just getting something out of my pocket.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. We're sorry.
China.
All the mechanisms come from China, but the
oil comes from America. But for the most part.
But the substance we can make here.
Now the stuff that they're selling in the gas stations,
they all come from
some China. Of that shit may be coming from China.
Now we let him off easy.
Afghanistan, maybe. I don't know.
John, finish your
information. I mean,
what's so bad about tariffs?
They really don't affect me. They're not going to affect my side of the business.
What the fuck?
There goes that. We're done.
Oh, we're done.
You're done.
All right, wrap it up. Little baby, we there. Okay.
I'm really not mad about it. I just know that things are going to be more expensive in the cannabis production.
It's going to happen anyway. This is
brother.
And then it's going to get pushed off to the consumer. So let's say whereas you pay $45 to $60.
We love it. Pretend like things are going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could get. How much more expensive could they already get,
though? I don't know. I got two bags of shit at Walmart for $60. And one bag was only halfway full.
Thanks, Obama!
I spent $80.
Oh.
And got some Tostitos.
Three bags.
Tostitos pizzas. some fucking iced coffee. Some skillet meals. Oh. Dude, have y'all had the skillet meals?
Oh, yeah.
The bird's eye fucking...
Tell me a little bit about that skillet.
Hey, they're easy.
They used to be called skillet sensations. Yeah. And they're nice, dude. I mean, you can eat shit you wouldn't normally cook. Or I wouldn't normally cook. I got a bag of beef lo mein I'm really excited about at the house.
Yeah.
I'm not making no beef lo mein on my own.
Oh, come on, man.
We'll go see the Triceratops if I want beef lo mein.
Oh. Yeah, let me tell you a little something about Triceratops. Oh, he likes fried rice.
He does like fried
He'll
rice.
He'll eat your fried rice.
Not my fried rice.
Speaking of the Triceratops, man.
He'll eat your fried rice.
Nope.
Have you guys had a chance to watch Love on the Spectrum on Netflix?
I've seen Love on every spectrum, brother. What you want to say to me?
No, I'm saying it's like people... people with autism are like dating...
Oh, yes, they are. And they've been doing it forever.
As they should.
Well, now they have a show. And it's hilarious, dude. I wish I could be that honest with people in a relationship.
You can.
You can, but it doesn't work out generally in your favor. And these autistic people are like,
they got it figured out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid. Let's not do that.
It's like, we're not going to do this.
Being brutally honest. Works for them.
It works. Yeah. It works,
like,
dude.
Nope, I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like you. You're just my practice boyfriend.
Not into this. We should part ways.
The funniest thing I heard was one of the chicks was like, "Yeah, but he wasn't really my boyfriend. He was just a practice boyfriend." Motherfucker, what?
Like that's a thing? Like damn.
Sounds like we know what we got to do.
Really? I think you need to get you a practice boyfriend.
Thank you for everybody. And everybody thinks I'm gay. We have a big city council meeting, and I've got a liquor store to open, and so...
Exactly.
Gay!
It might help your cause. You never know.
I don't know. Not where you gotta go. Not gay!
Not gay!
It's open.
Not gay. Not gay! That's very funny.
I feel like they just want to meet you, honestly.
I think they want to raise taxes.
Yeah, I think they want to get you a 20%. Maybe 25%.
John, that's cute.
We'll go 30%.
Huh? Think 30%? Then they're going to double it on you?
Yeah, come on.
John, the numbers you said they already do.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
I was about to say, I was like, well, yeah, that's real cute.
You they going to hit you with 30.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get them up to 50. Gay! So they're just raping you.
Yeah.
And you ain't even open yet.
Nope, I ain't even.
Just imagine how much the raping's going to take place when you get open.
Well, look at the history of it when the 10 plus maybe 12 years ago when Boomers, the liquor store I bought, came in creation. You know what happened?
What's that?
They had to go before the city council.
Mm, yeah.
And immediately after that, the city council in the following month repurposed and raised taxes on that particular style.
Yeah.
And gave themselves raises.
So you're giving them another raise, brother.
I'm about to give them another raise. Thank you.
Happy you're coming in.
But I think it's going to put you in another tax bracket anyway, so you may not even notice it.
What's that?
So you'll be in another tax bracket anyway, so you won't even notice that.
Yeah, I'll notice it because there's more coming out.
I'm pretty sure I'll notice it.
Actually, he didn't even start it, so he ain't going to notice it.
Yeah, they ain't let me start it.
That's what I was getting at.
He's not even going to miss it because he ain't never going to see it.
Damn, dude, I'm just kind of here.
I mean, just saying.
I got this whole building full of shit. I can't even say it.
And that's what they're thinking. You're like, he ain't going to miss it.
So, is that liquor in the store already paid for?
It's done.
Yeah.
He owns it.
I own it, and I can legally sell it in Alabama and with ABC. I just can't sell it in Reform.
In Reform. I just
can't sell it there.
Yeah.
He's got a really awesome building with a really cool collection right now.
Yeah.
Have you been inside the building, Danny?
I have not yet.
It is cool as fuck.
I bet it is.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. It's got a stand-up of John Wayne. That's cool as shit.
Got a gun on you.
Get back.
That's guarding the bathroom. You ain't about to take a piss here, bitch.
No.
And, you know, the selection you have in there is actually really good for the location and, you know.
The town it's in.
Some top-notch shit in there, dude.
That's great, buddy. The selection about it, truly, and when it comes to beer, when it comes to anything.
Now, the beer selection is...
What can you say?
It's not even so much about what they like. It's what they drink.
What they're going to buy.
It's what they buy. Yeah. So when
you're going to be very domestic in your beer.
If I get permission to have a store.
Hopefully.
Come by. If you don't like what I have, maybe I can get what you get.
Can you get me some non-alcoholic tequila?
Yeah.
Agave sugar, basically.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I want to make non-alcoholic margaritas.
Who the fuck likes the taste of tequila?
I love the taste of tequila.
God. I thought everybody did that just for the alcohol.
I mean, that's just the bonus, but I can't have that. Did one of you guys just shit?
No.
Maybe me.
Not lately.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It might have finally crept up out of my drawers.
Oh, Porch Fest is this coming week.
Coming in hot. This week, guys. This week.
You believe
that? We were just talking about it 6 months ago. A year ago.
Dude, we were talking about it right after it happened last year, bro. We were like,
have a whole podcast that dedicates itself to it. Oh, my God.
For the most part, yeah.
And the music you have this year is pretty top-notch.
Thank you.
Got some things coming through, man.
So, Shake It Like a Caveman just sent me a text message and said he broke his forearm and he will not be able to perform.
Oh, damn it.
So, he can't shake shit.
That sucks. Is he still coming, though? Probably not.
Would you?
Why would he?
Would you?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
But, I think...
You can't even shake it twice.
I think I have one of those kind of surprises that people will be like, Oh, shit.
You need to tell me this. You need to tell me.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
He's got a backup plan.
So maybe you like it.
So you're going to be playing bongos naked then, is what I'm getting out of that.
Oh, I don't think anybody goes to Porch Fest for me to do bongos with or without anything.
I don't think I would come to see you with bongos.
Period.
Yeah, just period.
Me neither.
Do some what is that shit they the poetry, the smash, it's like where it's like, you know, there's a drum beat and they're like doing poetry all aggressively. What's that shit called?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Aggressive poetry.
Oh no, it's not.
No, it's called something.
It's called something different. I went to one.
You went to one? Holy shit. Wow.
But John, let me tell you this. Dude, I showed up and I like kind of walked up into it. And then I like walked back to my truck and left. I was like,
nope, not my thing.
They call it drum circle.
No. That is one thing. Drum circle. I'm talking about something else, though.
Thinking about jerkle circle.
No, that's something different too. No, this is like, what is that shit called?
I think it's all the same.
It's real big in New York. It's real big in New York State.
It's probably real big in a lot of places, dude.
Yeah, you never know.
There's a lot of freaks out there.
I'm one of them, yeah. I dig it.
Things happen.
Yeah, we had a good day yesterday.
Oh, we had a wonderful day, everybody.
I got this man so lost. I feel like he forgot where he was for a little while.
Y'all must have been using Apple Maps.
We went to Tuscaloosa to handle...
It would have been a lot better if we had no maps on at all.
No maps at all.
Because turns out I know where the fuck I'm going.
Listen to John.
Yeah, well, I do maps for everything. If I don't know exactly where I'm going, I'm turning my maps on.
I don't fuck with map at all.
Yeah, you don't even use it in your truck. That's so weird to me.
You're right with me. It's like, ain't nobody telling you where to go. I'm going there.
It's analog.
I've already looked at it. I know how to go there.
Yeah, why do you want to store that shit, though?
He pulled it up on MapQuest, man. He knows.
You got the printout?
It's that old school shit. He knows what I'm talking about. I like that shit.
Yeah. I did like MapQuest. You know, you're on a trip and you're like fucking folding the pages and shit.
Here we are.
All right, we're
but
here.
But you do that different now. Like when you look it up, when you look it up now, it's like you can you can look at so many different ways.
Yeah.
But like the one thing I do is I'll set my
You do do. I'll set
my phone up for like Waze, cause phone.
You know, I like Waze.
Waze will like alert you on speed traps.
If somebody bullshit, has alerted it,
bullshit.
The people that's on the road.
But for the most part, dude, I've looked at it the night before, and I already know what I'm gonna do.
Like, I know where I'm going.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So you mean, did you drive to Lexington?
No, but I knew how to get there. I'd already looked at it.
Why would you want to store that in your brain when you can look at it on your phone?
And never have to worry about it again.
And never have to think of it again.
We have two different kind of minds, man. I like that's the kind of thing that I like.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Like I get off on like knowing roads and knowing how to get places.
No, I know roads how to get places, but I don't want to sit there and how to get to the fucking Walmart in goddamn
I can tell you how to get
Abu Dhabi.
I could tell you how to get to my favorite bar in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Why?
That's what I'm telling you. Like, from right here, we could get in the car and we could go there right now.
Like, you know, I'm back in the day when you used to have to pull over and ask for directions, you were hoping for this dude right here because he'd have been like, all right.
This is how you do it. Danny knows what I'm talking about.
He's going to tell you left, right, up, down,
what you do.
Every damn landmark you're going to see and everything.
You open your device and you... punch in the address,
John, like,
and you hit start.
We all came from the same generation, but like Danny gets my.
I get it, which is weird because John's a fucking damn pirate over here. Yeah. I don't know how the fuck he's like all dependent on fucking technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I am the pirate.
It
I am.
Is what it is.
I mean, really? I mean, that's wild to me.
I get it because that's what I used to do. I'd be like, all right, cool. Yep, I know where I'm going.
I don't even have to think about it.
I had to print out in my car, too.
I don't even have to drive anymore. My car, I set the cruise control, and it drives for me.
No, Danny, like, tell me, like, going spring break Panama City, like, you remember, like, I did it, my last trips, printed out something telling you how to get there. MapQuest.
Yeah, MapQuest. That's the shit.
And, like, I never... Like, that always made the most sense to me. Although you can, like, type it into the GPS, but there is just something about, like, looking at it before you go and, like, knowing what you're going to do.
Knowing where you're going.
Now, when I...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I transported prisoners before GPS was on the phones and everything. We had, you know, we had the fucking old school call shit.
Like the Garmin's and shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude, there was a time when I knew how to get to... L.A. County Jail without anything.
Because
I went there so many times.
You're going to know. Yeah, you know the landmarks. You know where to turn.
I knew there was a McDonald's 4 blocks from the Twin Towers in L.A. County.
Yeah.
But see, I still had my printout. I had a computer. I had all sorts of shit.
Well, you see, he's okay with that still.
I don't like it. I don't like having a...
You, of all people, John, are you not okay with it?
I don't like...
You would be, like, the most okay with this.
You would be the one I would think would be like, fuck that shit.
Hell no.
This is what's wild to me. Like, give me my hat back. Really? We went hatless for you? Really?
Don't even like modern technology.
We went hatless for this.
I'm really.
He's like, please, no hats. Oh, no hats. And this. Really?
Yeah, I like having GPS. I like it.
I bet you do, like, John.
You know, that's one less thought in my brain.
That's one less thing.
You wild as fuck. You know that?
I don't
Take
like
a lane.
I don't that, like having to think about where I'm going.
One thing you got to think about.
I just like being able to go.
You wild,
to hear some lady.
I don't have any sound on it.
You don't have no sound.
You got Chewbacca.
I was hoping like a lady with like English accent. Just
now,
like,
when
I left, please.
When I used Waze before I had like CarPlay, I had a. Cookie
it's
Monster.
It's a Nigerian rapper. If not rap with you, come up to the right, you will take a ride, man. Look, come on. Jamaica, man.
Waze would let you...
Oh, shit, we're crossbreeding.
Waze would let you use Cookie Monster. when there was somebody would have alerted that there's a cop, Cookie Monster would be like, oh, I think we should give him a cookie. Yeah, so that was fun. Right. That was fun. I just find... I like convenience.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. I get it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I get it.
But I don't see why you shit on like what I like
Everything
doing.
Because you suck. That's why.
Man. Everything else.
Because my shit still works too.
Well, it's so just, much other shit just, I would rather have in my brain than directions.
He's like, it's just
old fashioned. Yeah, really.
Being
old-fashioned. It is 2025.
I'm like, dude, there is nothing I like better than like just driving straight to where I'm going.
Yeah.
And it being like 5 hours away and knowing exactly how to get there. I love that.
That's wild. That's fucking wild.
How is that wild?
That's just
wild. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I've planned it.
When we went to...
matter of fact, I know where I'm going to park.
Already? Yeah. Is somebody's parked there?
That's ridiculous.
Are you... What's wilder than like
having? I mean, I do that whenever I go like for a concert or something. I know exactly where the fuck I'm going. I'm gonna know.
Really?
I'm blind. I really don't. I'm one of those too. I circle the block. What the fuck's going on?
I'll circle that motherfucker until I find someone.
Circle a block? You circle a block at Bunneroo?
Yeah, I've done it.
Fucking with me?
Dude.
I've done it, dude. Like, hell no.
I will drive around that motherfucker 20 times till I find a good place to park.
Bullshit.
Somewhere in the shade where I can sit there and smoke joints.
Uh-oh, we lost it.
We lost the video.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Anyway. Oh, there it is. It's back.
We just
saved progress. But yeah, when I went to San Bernardino, California, to Cypress Hill Smoked Out Music Festival in 2009, I still had a fucking folder map, like, of the United States with a highlighter that plotted my route. I did it every night when we stopped at, or the nights we stopped, I plotted the route for the next day.
I drove all the way up to New Jersey. Didn't have a damn map at all.
Well, I mean, New Jersey.
That's the kind of shit I would have done.
New Jersey's easy.
I just
easy.
Knew how to do it.
It's just right there, but still, once you get there and you're on the fucking
Jersey-Kentucky turnpike, you're fucking there, dude.
Yeah,
but still, you still got to know how to get there.
No, it's easy. That's stupid easy.
But you're the guy that's just plugging it in.
Yeah, I plug it in, but I know how shit works. I've been there.
You're arguing for what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, but I'm arguing about it because I like GPS, and I like to not have to hold it in my brain.
Can we agree on this? It's not so much about GPS. The thing I like about the applications that we have for GPS is they'll let us know if there is some bullshit that someone else before
us
reported.
Yeah.
That's nice. But other than that, really,
real-time update.
Convenience, traffic updates. I mean, get traffic updates on GPS, dude.
Hey, here's a detour.
You may know where you're going, but still, I'm going to have it playing on the screen.
Tell oldest time, but like, think about like your favorite place to go to vacation. It's probably because like that was probably where your parents took you to go vacation. And I bet the places that you went to eat, kind of the same thing. Maybe not the case at all. But, like, real talk.
No, I really feel that's like sometimes kind of, I'm adopted.
That's kind of built in there, are what you hear, right? If you hear enough people be like, Gatlinburg is where you vacation.
That shit
Gatlinburg,
sucks.
Tennessee is where you... People vacation there, right?
The Dixie Stampede was cool. You get to eat a whole fucking chicken.
With your bare hands.
With your hands.
I just go down to Louisiana,
you
get kill your own chicken.
Yeah, see that?
kill your own chicken.
With an alligator and just caught it.
See, that's... I love seafood and, like, Cajun food, and my mom is allergic to seafood and Cajun food.
Well,
so I never got to get any of that shit when I was a kid.
So
never got to go to the beach.
We didn't go to the beach.
Like, I love it.
You can set the whole damn beach on fire.
I have been in every body of water that touches the United States.
I probably touched all that too and don't give a fuck about it.
Same. Pacific Ocean is the coolest
ocean. And I don't give a fuck about the mountains either.
I love the mountains too.
Leave the mountains back there too. I don't even care.
If you could get me a place that's got mountains. You were shitting, motherfucker.
Right towards him.
You don't even own it. God damn it.
Splattered upon him.
Get pink eye from that shit.
Wow.
That
even choked him up a little bit.
But no, I get what you're saying about wanting to know where you're going. But I may know where I'm going, but I still like having it played on the screen.
I think there's just a lot of disingenuousness. And what I mean by that is, like, what is totally accepted in the culture? Like, take Minecraft. When the Minecraft movie comes out and people...
Where the fuck do you get Minecraft from, dude?
Just hear me out.
Let them go.
Like we celebrate and everybody cheers in the theater when the chicken zombie rider or whomever that person is. And a lot of people lose their wits over that because they're gamers and they know what that means and what that means in the Minecraft community. But truly, I think that's what the internet has ultimately done the way that we have groups of people who give a fuck about different things is it's no longer like locale. It could be people in the same vein of music, people in the same vein of comedy, people in the same vein of really anything. And that's what you have now.
Yeah. I get it.
One thing though, the way we operate now.
I thought that out.
Big time. I'm shit on that one a little bit.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah, sometimes it happens to me. I forget what I'm about to say. Forget what I'm talking about. What the fuck was I saying? And then I'm just like completely spaced on it. And so it's like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
And this big spill.
And
yeah, I appreciate y'all being. Don't be nice to me then. Be like, you fucked that up, buddy.
Yeah, like what the hell were y'all talking about? That's why I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Minecraft? I think that might have fucked you up when I started.
Really? That's where it started?
I think I spaced out when you...
Yeah, when you went to Minecraft, that was when I conceded over here into my little world.
The whole world just went over there. Like, let's talk about it.
I thought you were going to start talking about fucking Roblox next. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to go to the
That's
bathroom.
My next favorite thing to talk about. Fuck all that shit, too! Sorry.
For
or against Roblox? Hear me out. Roblox, are they ever acceptable? No, because they impinge somebody's freedom on going down a public highway where they have every right to go down.
Bro, I was talking about the game.
Yeah,
Roblox.
That's what I thought he was talking about too.
You're talking about law enforcement.
I'm not my Roblox.
You went from Minecraft to Roblox. And I was like, that's the only direction I could think of going. I don't know. Now you're talking about like police Roblox.
Now you're talking about going to jail for being drunk.
He's like, fuck a Roblox.
I'm right there with you. And the people that play it are fucking weird. The cops, they're fucking weirdos. Think about it. Think about being the cop at the roadblock. Just put your brain in his brain for a minute.
I've got a job to do. I'm trying to take somebody to jail. That's what I'm thinking.
I think they're like why would you want, why would that be the job you seek out is my question.
Could you imagine pulling somebody over like me over to where I just like perpetually fuck with you?
Dude, I told one of these young cops in Columbus to shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
I've done a lot of, like, ooh, dude, I be talking some shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, I talk shit to them, too. Even if I'm a passenger, you don't want me to be a passenger if we get pulled over. Because I'm like, they're like, can I see your ID? I'm like, fucking why?
Nope.
He's like, because I need to identify you. I'm like, my name is John.
I already decided, like, if I was riding with John and he got pulled over, I was going to act like I was dead.
Sleeper dead.
He's going to act like he was special needs.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I did you.
Ah! And I'll be like, this is my special friend. I have to get him back to his home. Not like his living home, but his recuperation home.
Red!
And they'll be like, why you got all this weed in the car? I'll be like, because I smoke all this weed that's in here.
Do you see his ass? You see him?
Meet my retarded friend, though. I have to get him back to the hospital.
And we hope. And we hope, you know, his brother was diagnosed near similar to what he had. They found him 2 weeks ago. Yep. Sitting there in the alleyway in a refrigerator box trying to get back from Mars.
That was sad. That was unfortunate. That's
what happens. And Alan's like, when the fuck we get ice cream?
You guys been getting ice cream? The fuck? No, I already told you. That's cool. I got one. No, you're good.
Sweet. Anyway.
Man, we went to Tuscaloosa yesterday. That was a lot of fun. Didn't need the GPS for that, asshole.
I mean, who didn't? If you live here, how do you not know how to get to Tuscaloosa?
You'd be surprised.
One unfortunate thing he made me aware of, though, while we were over there, is fucking Hooters has gone bankrupt.
Oh, yeah?
The fuck?
I thought they were supposed to be like rebranding.
I wasn't happy about it either.
They were supposed to be like rebranding to like a family oriented restaurant.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. No, like, them titties need to be out.
Like the owl would be the only thing that could probably stay.
Now, where you fucked up was hiring titties that people didn't want to see.
That was their bad thing. Like,
sorry,
they should have changed the name to Asses. Cause last time I went to Hooters, ain't none of them had no titties, but they had some big old asses.
I'd be
though.
Fine with it. Just call it buns.
Buns.
Fuck Hooters, buns. I'd be all right with
it. And then them orange shorts, they roll up all into their fucking crevices and cracks. I'm like, you need some titties, bitch.
There you go. Thank you, Tuscaloosa. What did you have to say about that?
What?
We went and looked at lids, dude. Have you been to lids lately?
I haven't.
So I was looking at hats. You know, I like hats.
We're all hatless right now, so we don't.
Yeah.
How fucked we are right now, John!
I am a fan of the weird hats.
Okay. Like the flat bills?
I like flat bills.
Oh, I can't do the flat bills.
And I was looking online at Lids's, you know, like store page. They have a line of Grateful Dead hats.
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
I'm like, dude, maybe they have one at the Lids in Tuscaloosa.
Oh,
no, they don't have a goddamn thing anybody wants in there.
Nobody. No, I know.
I'm like, I'm looking.
I've seen a lot of stuff that Lids have carried. I'm like, that's some tight shit. And I go in there and I'm like,
and the Lids in Tuscaloosa has none of it.
Absolutely none of it. Yeah.
None of it. I'm like, and then every hat in there, every hat that's semi-cool is over $40.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
This is what they do. That's how they get you.
Like, I was looking at some Braves hats that were really cool. They had a green one. I don't know when the Braves had green.
Yeah, no. They have all colors of everything.
And this is like a hunter green and like a bluish green, and then the A was like a light green.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, that's cool. I like green. Like, green's one of my favorite color. And I looked at it, I'm like, the motherfucker was $65.
Yep.
And I said, for a hat?
Yeah, love that. I mean, look, I'm the same way with shoes, though.
I am a connoisseur.
I know you're a shoe guy. I mean, I understand. I like shoes. I like them. I'm like, they're cool, but I'm like, I'm not going to spend a fuck ton of money on them because I'm going to fuck them up.
Oh, I'm a shoe guy, but I have a cap. I won't spend over
$200. Okay, I get it. I get that. That's understandable. I see people paying $700, $800, $900 for some shoes. I'm like, might wear them once.
Walter's got some shoes that he's paid.
Oh, I know.
A few thousand dollars for,
and I'm okay with that. Is that what you like? That's good. I have no problem with that. But me personally, I'm like, no. I'd rather pay $30 to $50 for a pair of shoes than wear them bitches out. That's
well. See, a lot of people are like, why don't you wear those? The little things that you put in your to keep it from wrinkling.
The little guards. Yeah.
Because I wear them. Yeah. This is like.
Yeah, I don't want to buy a pair of shoes. I'm gonna be afraid to like
bend scuff my
foot
it.
In. Or yeah. Whatever. I don't want to afraid to walk. Like shit. Like I don't care. If they get bent up. They get bent up. You know.
That means I will like them. If the more worn out they are when I get rid of them, that means I like them.
That's right. If I don't wear them, then that usually means I'm like, they weren't comfortable.
Then wear them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and you got these businessman loafers on, Alan. What happened to the Adidas? Had to upgrade.
You got the boat shoes on, right?
Businessman Brown, that's what we're going to call that color.
You know what that is? Funny story is, dude, so the company I work for, when I first started working for, you could go to the co-op and you could get whatever you wanted.
Any boot, yeah.
You could get any boot. You could get, whether it be water, whether it be a cowboy, whether it be work, whatever you wanted. A couple years go by, someone abused that. And now, this is the only thing that our payout affords. We can't even pay ourselves out for whole boots anymore.
You can't even get, like, so we just have, in your department?
I have boot loafers now. That's all our... And these are nice shoes, and I wear them out to events.
Yeah, they are nice. I do like them. That's why I make fun of them.
That's what it affords, though.
So what do those run, like $50?
That's fun.
Less than that? Is it even real leather?
I don't know if it's real leather, but $60 is funny.
So 20.
That's funnier.
How much are they? Shit, I don't like playing guessing games.
Let's try 150.
150? You can get a pair of fucking boots for $150, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of boots you can buy for $150.
Ain't no boot I want to wear.
I mean, you can get some ankle, like Chesley boots.
You can get you some Georges, too.
I don't like boots. I get, like, Gore-Tex tennis shoes. That's what these are. That way they don't let your feet get wet, kind of like boots.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like these shoes. I can get a lot done in them.
$150 though for those? Yeah. That's a little steep.
I didn't pay up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll just say I like puss better than I do boots.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Guys, we got a great show planned for you. That was our latest segment where we talked about pussy and shoes. We love that segment, don't you? You love that? We love it. Now we're on to something new. Thank you.
In the conclusion.
Wow. And there's a confession. Thank you. Oh, we just love that segment. Oh, dude. And check out our behind the paywall, where it's not only fans, it's only toes. Because you're a fucking pervert, ain't you? I'm just fucking with you. Anyway, music today. What would you do? What would you do with it? What would you do without it? what's good with music? Where is music?
2000s hip hop was hitting on the way to B Dubs.
It was.
Okay, that's a good place to start. I think it starts in the car, but then you have someone's like Rick's Cafe that had Zach Top Thursday and Friday, 2-day event.
Oh, he did a 2-day show.
Brand New Country.
How does he have enough material for that? Must did a lot of covers.
No.
No? Probably redid some songs then.
John, you being a hater, dude.
I don't like Zach Top. I don't like New Country. Like that kind of country.
It's not. It's
they play him on 94.9. He's that kind of fucking country.
It's George Strait kind. It's like late 80s country, early 90s country. I don't believe that. It's real.
Negative. You know who's putting out real country?
Oh, we gotta fucking kill a conversation here. Okay, here's Zach Top. He did 2 great days in Starville, and John said, no, dude. And I hope he never comes on Porch Talk.
Is he like a local guy? I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, thank you, John. Ain't that great?
That's where you go.
Yeah, I was talking to him about coming on. You just shit on him. Thank you. Jeez. Thanks, man. What else you got to say? Who else do you hate?
A lot of people.
Thank you.
Lord
of mercy.
Morgan Wallen. Hate that dude.
Well, I mean, okay. That's fair. A lot of people do that.
I know him. I have met him, though, so I have a right to hate him.
You had him before or after what he did on SNL?
Oh, I never even knew he was on SNL.
Yeah, just last week.
It was last week.
He didn't do anything on SNL because he just walked off. He's like, I'm done.
And yeah, like done. When the show was over.
he hugged the host and
all walked the, on and, off. And I'll tell you this, Danny, wasn't it wild? Like every conspiracy and everything that they said about him was something that he didn't even do.
Yeah.
He just left.
Yeah, he was like, I'm out.
It would have been the equivalent of like what you and I always do when we leave anywhere. We don't tell nobody bye. We just get in a car and go.
Leave.
Go. That's what it is. He's like, I'm
done. And then people like make up reasons why you left.
Yeah. I'm fucking the same whatever you want. I'm gone. I'm having my own time.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, Morgan Wallen is not bad. Normally, you know, after the whole thing.
No, I like the guy. I do like the guy. I don't like his music.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, the man Morgan Wallen, he's okay. He's all right.
What do you think about like you like hip hop? He's like done hip hop.
He's not
like,
no.
You don't like hip hop?
Absolutely not hip hop. He is not hip hop.
No, with the people he's collaborating.
Oh yeah, when he did that that tune with Big X the Plug, that's a good tune.
Yeah, they're doing more of that.
Yeah, yeah, I like Big X the Plug, man.
It's kind of like a Toby Keith, sure kind of thing.
Fucking, that sucked.
Huh?
That was weird.
Okay. They love that.
Could be worse, I guess.
It's kind of like when Nelly and Tim McGraw did their thing. That shit was stupid, but it was popular. Got important. People
you
liked
say
it.
Say it stupid. It got fucking sales.
It sold.
It doesn't matter.
About millions.
Exactly. It got fucking. It went like, oh, it came one in the, every direction.
One of the worst songs of all time. Yeah, that people loved it.
That's right. That's what happens.
Bone Thugs and Harmony killed it with the fucking. What was their country tune they did? Fuck. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
His tongue.
But yeah, right up there. Thug Cowboy or some shit. That was a great country rap song.
I don't even remember it. I wouldn't.
Just meet the queen, hoping it ain't long.
Honestly, just about anything country, I can care less. To be honest, just me. That's just my style. I mean, and I grew up like. 90s country was my shit. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to be a country singer when I was younger. That's why I wanted to be a country singer. That's what that was.
That's where the money was. Yeah, you know, that was what was big back
yeah,
in that
now
time.
I can give 3 shits and a fuck about it.
I I like real country music.
I mean, that's where I was. I mean, that's like when I came up singing, dude, I was singing in the church, and I was singing like I was Randy Owen from the band Alabama. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that was the cadence that I was doing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Me and pandering to your audience, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Thank you.
That's what you got to do.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that, though, dude.
Oh, yeah, there's everything wrong pandering to your audience, but you got to do it.
But, you know, you got to do that to make it right.
I don't know how to win with you, man.
You can't.
You're not.
You're not going to.
You're not today.
Whatever zig you're going to throw, he's going to
zag. I'm going to zag the other way, buddy.
It doesn't matter. I don't know. He's going to give it back to you his way.
Might even agree, and what I'm saying might even agree with you, but I'm going to come at it from a different angle.
I'll tell you this. It's like, I'm about to tell you that, like, the best thing that I could do is go against everything I've ever believed in, and John is going to disagree with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to come back immediately after, and it's like, you know what? I think I should lean into what I believe, and he's going to agree on that. But somehow, he will be able to finagle his way into being able to say that, no, I never really agreed to either one.
Yeah, I never, no. None of that. I can, fucking silver tongue devil, dude.
Silver tongue. Dumbass. Dude.
No, not me.
He said he can silver tongue the devil's ass.
Yeah, why do you think I was in the radio for so long? I know how to fucking talk.
You know how to silver tongue and devil's ass.
Well, we've been sitting here, we've been doing this thing. What do you want to do for this episode? What's on your mind?
Let's get it started.
We've been doing this for about 2 hours. I'm done.
Oh, is the episode over? Is it really over?
Yeah, we've been at what this for a while, bro. It's almost fucking 10.
It's 10 till 10.
Is it over?
I mean, it ain't gotta be over.
Oh my God. I had so many more things to...
Then get on it, Drunky. Come on.
Drunky, what the fuck are you talking about, Drunky? Fuck, man.
Pedal to the metal.
You was talking about getting shit done. You've been floundering around for the last 45 minutes.
How you do it? Something new, something I do. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.